rise buildings.
Like Princeton Towers.
Yes, yeah. And so he sends a bus out and brings them. And then there are a few others that come to the church. Amen. But the Lord has moved us to Salt Springs, Florida. And we are in an RV camping community there at Lake Weir. Is that how you say it?
What?
Lake Wire? Weir?
Close enough.
And Salt Springs is across the highway, so we can enjoy some really cold water sometimes, or rent a boat and go up the river that goes out to another lake.
Yes.
There in the middle of the Ocala National Forest.
Well, it's good to be here in Hinton with you today.
Sure is.
And I'm happy that we can be here. You know, I just love the Lord. And if you love the Lord, you love to be doing something. And I just turned 77 August the 1st. And Nikki will be 77 September the 19th.
Yes.
And we feel so blessed that we're able to take care of ourselves. And you know, after being in nursing home ministry for 30 years, this is our 30th year, you see a lot of things and you have such compassion because, you know, that could be me. That could be you in the wheelchair. That could be any of us. And but we never stop needing to be loved and to be important. And when we stop feeling like that we're not important, then our lifestyle just goes to nothing. And I want to thank the Lord that he's brought me a mighty long way.
Me too.
I want to thank him for giving me a wife. My first wife passed away when she was 46 years old. And we got married when we were both 50. And it's been the greatest years of my life. You know, sometimes we think that that's the end of something when it's only just the beginning. And I think about that when we go out into eternity, that if Jesus Christ is our Savior, if we're born again, then we have a new life that starts all over.
Amen.
But it'll be nothing like this life, because there'll be no pain or suffering or senior centers. There'll be no nursing homes. It's just going to be so wonderful that we just don't know how good it'll be, but to be with Jesus.
And it'll be family.
Yes. And so, Pastor Nikki, open up with prayer, and we're just going to sing some songs and do what we can to honor our God.
Amen.
Well, honor our God. Oh, I love him. Because he first loved me.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and praise you. We thank you that we're able to meet today here at the Hinton Community Center. We thank you for all our friends here. We just pray a blessing upon each and every one. Might they be encouraged in their faith, Father. Might their faith remain strong right to the end. Might all of us just be full of love for you, Father, and love for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for our salvation. We thank you for your love and the many blessings you pour out upon us. We thank you for the peace you've given us, the joy, the love. We just thank you for your presence. Might we glorify you and honor you in all we do, say, and even think, Father. Have your way in our lives. We surrender our lives to you in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Here's a good oldie. Let's spend time with Jesus. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses and the gold.
he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share has been everything none other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their
That's what I was looking for. I want to thank the Lord today for my eyes. I had both eyes operated on. Yeah, we got it all together.
And go get his hormone.
No, don't, please don't. Okay. They done the cataract surgery and put new lenses in my eyes. So I'm still having a hard time dealing with the light, but I thank the Lord that I can see.
Amen.
You know, if you've ever been around a blind person, it makes you thankful that you can see. There was a little baby that was born back in biblical times. He was born blind. And he never knew what the sky looked like or his mom or daddy. And then one day Jesus came by. And you know, that's what we need in this world today, for Jesus to come by.
Amen.
And for us to reach out. And so, you know, the religious people said, who sinned? His parents or him? And Jesus said, neither one. But things happen to bring glory to God.
Amen.
And I praise him today that with two knee replacements, my heart, they put a stent in it, with all the things that they've done. You know, I found out the older you get, the more things wear out, don't they?
We're wondering when our hips are going to go.
But we're going. We're going to a place. We're going to a place where we won't have to deal with these issues anymore.
Amen.
But praise God, we've got someone to help us get through this life. This life is really preparation for eternity.
Amen.
And sometimes it's hard for us to realize that. And there's so many people that won't receive that. And they're living their life like they don't have to answer to anyone.
Amen.
But we know that judgment day's coming, don't we?
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, I pray each and every one of you are truly born again.
Amen.
I didn't come to preach, but I did come to tell you that I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the one that made me.
Me neither.
And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the one that went to Calvary's Hill for me.
Amen.
I wouldn't be here and have a wonderful wife if it hadn't been for this man called Jesus.
Amen.
That came into my life when I was 43 years old.
Amen.
And then he brought me back to the mountains 15 years ago. Oh, Lord have mercy. I remember playing football in Alderson. And when Hinton came to play football, they had, it looked like every one of them was over 30 years old. Big old mountain boys. And they had not like second string or third string. They had fourth and fifth and sixth string. And they played the last string of boys, and they whooped the tar out of them. I've got fond memories. I grew up by the old bridge there in Alderson. There was a place called CJ's Groceries. And we rented a little place up there. My daddy left when I was two, and Mama, she raised me by baking bread, fried apple pies, washing people's clothes on the scrub board. didn't have no washing machines back there unless you was rich. And then you might get you a wringer washer. And when we finally got a wringer washer, Mom just didn't like it at all, because when she'd run the clothes, especially my jeans, through the wringer, it'd get hung up every time.
Jam.
She said, "This thing is of the devil." But I have such fond memories of hitchhiking. It used to be, when I was a kid, that all you had to do if you wanted to go to Fairlea from Alderson or down to Pent Springs or wherever, down to the tunnel, Big Bend Tunnel, John Henry, you just stick your finger out. And they didn't hesitate to stop. "Where are you going?" "Well, actually, we're skipping school today, and we're going to go down to one of the tunnels down there talking. Hop in, boys. I'll give you a ride. I'm going on down to Hinton." But what wonderful memories. And
yes.
I remember my mother loving me, telling me about Jesus.
Amen.
I thought that would be the worst thing for me, because every time the doors opened to church, she had me there. Didn't have comfortable pews. We had benches, an old pot-bellied stove there in the wintertime. Of course, no air conditioning. And she'd set me on the front bench, and she sat behind me. And if I turned my head either way, she would pop me with that finger in the back of the head. I tell you, it sounded like a .22 went off. And it hurt like somebody shot me with a .22.
It does hurt.
But thank God. Thank God for people that are not ashamed of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's sing this
Amen.
Song.
Mansion Over the
Mansion
Hilltop.
Mansion Over the Hilltop. You found me a
C harmonica, and this is written in the key of C. So
okay.
You can play your harmonica.
How many of you believe there is a mansion waiting for us?
Hey, that's what Jesus said. I believe it, don't you?
In my Father's house. Our Father has a big house, don't he?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I could ramble on about how good God's been to me.
Amen.
I'm satisfied.
cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city
where the ransom would shine,
I want a gold one that silver line. Over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder, we will never more wander, but we'll walk on streets that are purest gold.
Started a church in a little town south of Jacksonville, Florida.
Grandin, Florida.
And we would go in four cars, 21 miles to Stark, Florida. There were two nursing homes there, and we would help the people get dressed. We had to go through all the paperwork and all, but we did that. We'd help them get dressed, and we'd roll them out, put them in the cars, and put the wheelchairs in the trunk and then tie the trunk down because it'd be sticking straight up in there. But you've heard that old song, "Those Were the Days, My Friend." I'm going to tell you something. I go back and I see if we're following Jesus. I don't regret.
No.
I don't regret a penny I've ever spent. I don't regret the work involved because I continue to have a little talk with Jesus. And having a little talk with Jesus makes it right, don't it?
Sure does. Amen.
And you know what? I've had quite a few friends in this world, but you know, the best friend I ever had was Jesus.
Amen.
And I always will be the best friend. But he said, you know, today I call you my friends. When you submit your life to him and you truly want to follow him, you become a friend. And he wants to have a little talk with us.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing it. What do you say? Thank you, Lord.
Our
Amen.
Grandson sent a message on Facebook this morning saying that he needed someone to talk to. And somebody told him, replied, "Talk to Jesus. He's the one you can really trust."
I once was lost in sin, but my
Jesus took me in. And then the little light from heaven filled my soul.
It made my heart in love
and wrote my name above.
And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole,
made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will.
My path seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry sky, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
then you will
know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us, I messed that up.
But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Day and night.
I go to him in prayer. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
then
a little fire is burning. talk with Jesus makes it right.
He sure does.
Praise the Lord.
Buck, let me tell them a little bit about how we met. I was born and raised in a little town called Aurora, Illinois. Not real small, but there were 300 in my graduating class.
There was 15 in mine.
But, you know, we could get on our bikes and ride all over town. We could go to the park. And there was just such freedom and such, just friendliness. And everybody kind of watched over everybody else. And we as little kids, if we got into trouble at school, we got spanked when we got home. Also, our parents told our teachers, you can spank her if you want to. If she's bad, you may spank her. Things have changed, haven't they? But I'm so thankful that I grew up going to church. I have a memory of my dad walking me to church and trying to keep up with his big steps, you know, trying to follow him. And my grandmother, his mother, sent me to the Good News Bible Club. And that's where I first understood the salvation message. You know, the flannel graph where they put up the cross. And I grew up just loving God, enjoying church. But, you know, as a teenager and later on in life, I got into trouble, got away from the things of God. But at 33, the Lord brought me back to himself. And he filled me to overflowing with his spirit and gave me a boldness and a courage where I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus and what he could do for them. Told every one of my friends, called them on the phone. The Lord put me back with people that I had hurt so that I could ask for forgiveness. And he brought me from Aurora, Illinois, down through Jacksonville when I was only 18. He was in Jacksonville, Florida. He had left Alderson and gone to live near a sister down there.
Run away from home.
And I'm on the train heading to St. Petersburg, where I was in college down there. And I remember going through Jacksonville and saying, I never want to live in this city. It smells. Well, they had a paint factory or something there that smelled. But here I am coming through Jacksonville, and he's coming into Jacksonville. And we, as he said, the Lord put us together when we were 50. You wonder, how in the world can God take somebody from Aurora, Illinois, and someone from Alderson, West Virginia, bring them together in Grandin, Florida, where I had become a probation officer in my 30s and 40s, and stopped at the little church he and his first wife started and said, hi, what you doing? And they needed a piano player, and I was single at the time, and so I had...
Cheap. I didn't want to pay nothing.
So I had time to devote to a Friday night service and Sunday, and I saw how wonderful it was to bring the nursing home people out and bring them to church. They just came alive. And over the years, the 30 years that I was with them, 29, I saw what a difference it made for us to actually bring them out. And what a miracle that God would put it on the hearts of nursing homes to allow us to bring a bus and load them up and take them 20 miles to church. And I remember a little lady that would never talk. And I was sitting next to her. She'd always wear a straw hat with red flowers in it. And she didn't want to be touched either. She must have been hurt terribly. And so I was sitting next to her on the bus, and we passed a pasture full of cows. She turned and looked out the window and said, cow! And Ida became, because we were bringing her out and loving her and respecting her and doing all we could to make her happy and loved, She began speaking and loving us back. And that's just one example. We have touched, Lord has allowed us to touch hundreds, thousands of lives. And what a joy it is to help others, isn't it? To be part of the family of God.
Amen.
And share the best news we can with people, that they are loved.
We are running out of time.
Yeah, and you probably are all getting hungry.
And we have some free we have some free CDs if you want a CD. They're free. And also, I want you to get your banjo, and we'll
okay.
close with this.
All right.
Also, I've done this here once before. I have a lady that's 90-something years old, and her hands is all crippled up. And she makes these out of church bulletins. And it takes her 3.5 hours to make one. And she'll get maybe 75 or 80, and she will mail them to me wherever we are. And I want each one of you to have one of these. Just remember, they're made out of church bulletins, so you don't want to take a bath with them on. Okay, and we're going to close with this song. just want to say we appreciate you. Appreciate all of you.
Appreciate you all coming.
Well,
she looks forward to it. She's
yeah.
on vacation this week.
Well, I'll make a copy of this. We're recording what we did, and I'll send it to Rose. And tell her I love her more than a hog glove slop, okay?
And we all ask you to pray for us while we're separated from one another. Yes,
okay.
I always send her one of those, our newsletter.
All right, we're going to close with this. Y'all pray for us.
Yes.
The main thing, meet me in heaven.
That's right. You better be there. You know the way.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus. Savior, yonder in the sun. What a day.
Thank y'all for letting us be with you. I tell you, it blesses my heart to see those CSX boxcars full of
coal.
West Virginia coal. Amen. My brother worked in the coal mines, and he got black lung when he was 33. He carried me back. That's one of the reasons why I run away from home, is that... He carried me back into a coal mine in Angene, West Virginia. Went back in there a little piece, and I said, "Brother, get me out of this place." Because I had, what do you call it?
Claustrophobia.
I had a double portion of claustrophobia. But anyway, it's been a pleasure to be here with y'all today. And be sure to get you a CD. We'll be packing up. And
would you ask the blessing on the food?
I sure would. I'm going to eat lunch with you. Right. Amen. Father in heaven, Almighty God and Creator, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we just thank you for this day. We're thankful that we can come to this senior center. All of us can come and partake. We ask you to bless the food to the nourishment of these your bodies. We pray if the one here today that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, that something that we've said or done will help them think about it and make the right choice. The only right choice is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, bless the hands now prepared it in Thank Jesus' you, name. Amen.
Amen. Here.